Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Hey everyone, you've got to check out H.I. Cabinetry. They are having a grand opening right here in Clearwater at their brand new store location, 24103 U.S. 19 Clearwater, located at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point, next to the Varsity Club. They have a beautiful showroom for you to come by with kitchen displays and vanities and many things that they have available in stock. You've also got to see the gorgeous granite and quartz countertops. H.I. Cabinetry is having an awesome sale with 10% off their white shaker cabinets. They also have many more styles to choose from, and also 10% off all standard vanities. Wow, what a deal! You can also go online at hicabinetry.com and see for yourself the beautiful selections that they have to offer. All of the cabinets and vanities are made of real wood and they are soft close. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, those are everyone's favorite nice, smooth, quiet closing drawers and cabinets. And H.I. Cabinetry also has another convenient location located in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in Holiday, and that is located in the Save-A-Lot Plaza at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. Please give H.I. Cabinetry a call at 727-940-7641. That's 727-940-7641. H.I. Cabinetry is also hiring dedicated, experienced installers. Please call 727-940-7641 for information. Anyone who wants a new look for their kitchen or bathroom, come on out to H.I. Cabinetry at their brand new location at 24103 U.S. 19, right at the corner of U.S. 19 and Sunset Point Road, or H.I. Cabinetry and Holiday at 1832 U.S. 19 at the corner of U.S. 19 and Mile Stretch Road. You will be so glad that you did.
JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015. It's Florida and your gutters need cleaning frequently. Never clean your gutters again when you call Supreme Gutter Guard, 727-600-0751. They install seamless gutters, super gutters, lanai gutters, gutter guards, fascias, and soffits. Visit them at 8168 129th Street North in Seminole. Don't forget about their 10% discount for military and seniors. Supreme Gutter Guard, 727-600-0751. Looking for a great night's sleep? Then call John Joa's Discount Mattress. They offer pillow tops, memory foam beds, and hotel beds. Twin sets starting at $169, fulls $225, queens $245, and kings $275. Visit them at 2255 Starkey Road in Largo, 727-639-2627. That's 727-639-2627 for John Joa's Discount Mattress. Are you renovating, remodeling, or building? The source for all your materials from start to finish is Bay Area Materials. Whether it's lumber, hardware, garden supplies, building materials, home centers, windows, doors, frames, accessories, Bay Area Materials has it ready for you. Located at 6196 126th Avenue in Largo, you can visit them in person or give them a call at 727-535-2122. That's 727-535-2122. The knowledgeable staff at Bay Area Materials can help you get what you need to finish that big project. Don't have construction knowledge? That's okay. Their knowledgeable staff are ready and willing to help. That's Bay Area Materials, 6196 126th Avenue in Largo. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. 727-535-2122. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
What a party we got going on here. Over 20 businesses are here. The place is packed. And you know why it's packed today?
Because of the food.
Yes, we got Chef Tammy, who made chicken parmesan. She made lasagna. Did you see the salad?
Yes, I did, amongst all the other multitude
pizza?
Of colors.
Yep. Is that amazing?
Yeah.
And we got standing
room
only.
We don't have enough table space for it all.
Is it amazing?
It is amazing.
And then here are more people. How are you?
Look at them.
Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce.
Is
that amazing how many people
are
here?
All your fans, I know.
This is the biggest turnout we've ever had.
Yep.
Would you say?
I think we're going to have to move it outside.
Right. Maybe, you know, next time what I was thinking to do is have a band come in. What do you think of that?
Well, let's put it out around the table. A table outside.
A table outside with a band?
Yes.
Would that be allowed?
Well, at least we could fit everybody.
Yeah. What a turnout. Great job, Tammy. Anyhow, we got Joyce from the Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce. What I was going to have you do is call Joe John's Discount. Did he give you the phone number?
No, but I'll get it here in just a second.
Okay, I'll give it to you myself. Okay. Joe, just talk about Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce. Go ahead. You're on.
Oh, gee.
That's it. That's how this program works.
You just come in and talk.
Get right on. See if that works.
All righty.
Wow, I had the wrong set on, too. Look at that. Anyhow, can you guys hear me out there? Can you hear?
I think so.
Okay, good. You know, what I wanted to say is that there's there's somebody that passes on, they do an entrepreneur business, and it's entrepreneurs only. And there's two old guys. I hate to say old. Maybe I shouldn't say that. But I would say kind.
We're all getting there.
Yes. Some have already arrived, which is me. You know, and you're supposed to do good and keep it a secret, right? Or you give and you
yes.
give
it's
and
anonymous.
Ask. It's anonymous. Give and ask no reward.
Usually.
Yeah, that's or love with no price tag.
Exactly.
There's all these acronyms. In the spiritual world is always opposite of the material world.
A lot of people like that recognition though, unfortunately.
Right. So with these guys is they're on between 6 and 7 and they asked me to get them some guests. It's free, too. So this is the deal. And I was wondering, maybe in the month of September, if one time you can come to their show Entrepreneurs Only. It's called, what is this show?
Entrepreneurs, called? You mean?
Yeah. Am I saying it wrong, the word?
Yes. That's but okay. I understood what you meant.
And one of the things, I'm a fan of the show, right?
Okay.
I'm a fan of a lady that's on, and I always forget her name. She's a preacher lady on Sunday. And again, give and ask no reward. But anyhow, she's an African-American lady, right? That don't matter either.
No.
But the point is that her message, she's a psychologist-type preacher. And what time is she on Sundays? Do you know? I should have that information.
This is Marcia?
Yes.
Marcia is on two hours. So 2 to 4, yep.
Right, and right. What a wonderful lady she is.
Living the good life.
Living the good life. What yep, thing of the title?
2 to 4.
Living the good life. And what she does is she teaches you how the battle takes place in the mind.
I'm right? sorry, 3 to 5.
3 to 5.
Thank you.
Okay, that's okay.
I was
okay.
looking at the
Tune church. In early. Be ready. Keep it tuned. Tune it in on Saturday night so you have it. But her message is that, you know, if you want to get in touch with God, right, it's an inside job.
That's very true.
Right. And then
the house doesn't matter.
Right. Can you have a house? Like one thing she also said is a house of love. Let's not talk about do we have Xbox? Do we have a big TV? Which is kind of important to kids. I don't care what anybody says.
I know.
Try to get your kid off an Xbox. But the point is the house of love. And then this guy said this story was on Netflix, right? I'm just going to, I don't even know why. This wasn't planned, but his daughter was kidnapped and he got her back. So it was very emotional with the FBI and all
Prayer
that.
Prayer works wonders.
Right. So the FBI it was on Netflix. It was a documentary. So the guy that kidnapped her, believe it or not, burnt down his business. He had a flower shop, if anybody knows what was on Netflix. And do you know what he said when he was hugging his family? You ever have things, certain things you remember? You're like, why don't I remember any other things, right? And he said he hugged his family and they were all crying and the business was being burnt down. Do you know what he said? All that matters is my family. What I got, what we're hugging right now, I don't know how he exactly worded it. And he said,
family, God, and country.
Wow. Okay, cool. Right. So then the girl, because they interviewed her, the one that was kidnapped, when she was older now. Like this happened in the 70s. And she says the most emotional thing ever said to me is when my dad's business was burning, he didn't care about that. All he was happy is that his family was safe and he had his family.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Yes.
Love.
Yes.
Right? Where love is, God
is. It's not a surprise. There's a lot of people out there that believe that, like I do.
Right. That's good. So I'm talking to the right person. And another thing I'm learning, if people can remember this, and I don't do it, but a line is avoid being negative and complaining like it's the plague. Like it's the plague, right?
If you have negative thoughts, you'll portray that and have a negative day.
Right. Right, because your power is a book put out called The Law of Attraction.
Yes. Exactly. So right. If you have a positive attitude,
right,
you'll attract positive people. That's just true. I believe that.
Right. Zig Ziglar said it's a choice, actually. People
it
choose.
Is.
It's a choice. Like
your whole life is a choice.
And he said the guy that he went up to was always so happy, right? And he noticed that, you know, you can just see when someone's happy. You can see it on their face. You ever look at someone where they're stressed out? Right.
Many times.
Right, so you can see it on their face. But this guy, he said, was always happy and joyful. So he had to ask him, how do you be happy like you are? You know, and the dictionary says to be happy is to be content. Right? To be happy with what you have, not what you want.
With yourself, yes.
What you have. You know, the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. And then the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for. And what the guy answered him with is, to Zig Ziglar, he said, it's like playing on the nose of your face. It's a choice to be happy. And I always remember that. Now, I listened to this tape, but I remember that from it.
Zig Ziglar was wonderful.
Yes.
He came out with a lot of good quotes.
Right. So then, like, you look at people, the example I use is the people that came in. This is a while back. It was on Larry King. Shows you how long ago it was. So they had all these people come from Cuba. He emptied out the jails. Do you remember that? And he did a boat lift, and he just let all the, you know, so something with Carter or something, he said to him, yeah, let him come. So what he did is he just emptied out his jails and sent everybody over. And what it does mean is not everybody in jail is guilty either, by the way, especially in a communist system.
True.
Right? So what he did on Larry King was he had 20 of the people that came in that couldn't speak English that were millionaires. 20 of them became millionaires. Right? So it's not what the message of that show was, it's not the conditions. People always say the conditions, right? It's what you do with them. One guy worked and he stayed in a house with like 15 people, and he just worked and never spent his paycheck. And he said everybody would go out partying and come home drunk and all this. And they're like, oh, you're missing out. So for 3 years, he worked and just put his paycheck in the bank every day. And do you know what he ended up putting the down payment on? A Kentucky Fried Chicken. And then by the time it was over, he had 3 KFCs, and he's a multi-millionaire. Now, he came on the boat just like the rest of them. What was the difference?
His choices.
Oh, you're good.
Thank you.
You follow along with the theme. And then he interviewed all of them.
Like, well, whole life is a matter of choices.
Right. It's not the conditions. Not to get me wrong. Sometimes it could be a little bit conditions, right? I'm not going to say it's not. But overall, yeah. 95% of the time, it's your
action.
It's
your surroundings and what you do with it.
Right.
You know, grow up poor, you tend to stay that way if you're in that rut and you don't try to get out of it.
Or you become a fighter, too. The opposite can happen.
Yes.
Because now
I know many fighters.
Fighters, right?
Oh, yes.
You know, don't let it be say I didn't try.
Exactly.
It's okay I fail. And I'll be upfront with people.
But at least you try. Look at, they talk about Abraham Lincoln, how he failed 70 times or something, and look what he became.
Right. It's the great saying, though. He's the greatest one of all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say some of them. He failed at Congress. He didn't get elected.
Yep.
He went for Senate. He didn't get elected. Believe it or not, when he went for Senate, and he really did win, he got 53% of the vote. But back then, they did shenanigans to where he actually lost against Douglas.
Oh, gee, that sounds familiar.
Yeah, I know. That's the point of what I'm saying. So then, like Liz Cheney losing by 40 points. And then they're saying it's not democracy. It's democracy when the people vote. It's the opposite of what they're saying. Mm-hmm. Democracy is people, right? What do the people want? Not what I individually want.
Exactly.
Or it's a we.
What do we the people want?
That's why the first word is we.
Yes.
And then if you think of it, I say we. You know why I say we? Because I got a mouse in my pocket. Oh, God. This is crazy. Anyhow, that's my phone. I shouldn't have. Oh, I have somebody calling back. I have the city commissioner. You know?
We have Dave Eggers as our commissioner.
Yes.
Who
right.
we love.
Right. And then the guy, when did we have him on? How long ago was that?
Was the county commissioner?
Yeah.
3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago. You know, and he controls the purse springs. Everything. Everything's got to go through them. Brian Scott.
You ever heard of his sign right now?
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't he running for countywide?
Countywide right commissioners.
Yes, he actually came to the chamber office, introduced himself, and he and Dean had a very, very nice conversation.
Unbelievable.
Very nice man.
Yeah, you ever hear, like, he's so down to earth. And what he was saying is that you have to work. So his parents own a bus thing, right?
Yes, Escott.
Right, okay. And then he had to clean all the buses as a kid. He wasn't given nothing. I've never, like...
I wasn't either. I was 14 years old. I had to go to work in my uncle's luncheonette.
Well, there you go.
And never got paid for it because it's family.
Right. Just keep talking. I got it. This is the city commissioner. That's
well,
what I'm saying.
I want to talk about...
Go ahead.
The chamber of
go
events that's coming. One of the events that are coming up very shortly.
We can't wait to hear about it.
Well, this is our annual big event. It's the best one that we do all year long. It's our evening extraordinaire, and it's the 24th one that we annually have. We didn't do it the year of COVID, but we're back into that groove of doing Evening Extraordinaire again. It's going to be held at the Sylvan Abbey Memorial Park on October 13th, starting at 5:30 to 10 p.m. It's called Ghouls and Glam. So it's a Halloween theme. We encourage everybody to wear a costume if they'd like. There will be food, a tasting of Palm Harbor with a lot of different restaurants, hopefully up to 20. There'll be fun games and prizes and a raffle. And we also honor our local heroes. We give a Firefighter of the Year award for the Eastlake Fire Department, for the Palm Harbor Fire Department. We have a Law Officer of the Year award. We also have, oh gosh, let me think. I didn't bring notes. The Small, Medium, and Large Business of the Year. It's really nice because I really enjoy doing the honorary, we do the honorary mayor as well, but our local heroes, because we don't, people just don't seem to want to support the fire people and the law enforcement that save you, that keep you safe every day. So it's great to honor them once a year.
Yes, it is.
So we do that, and of course we have music, dancing, and the game person that is going to be there that night actually has almost real, like you see on television, Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy games that you play in. You could win prizes this year on it.
That's exciting.
That's a lot of fun. So it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be a great night for everyone to get to taste the food, to get to dance, listen to music, honor our local heroes, and maybe win a prize.
That sounds like an awesome, awesome night.
It is.
It's got food.
It is.
So
we do that every year. And I love, you know, the food, of course, is my favorite part.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, it's really fun.
Well, we can take a quick trip break for traffic here, and then that way give you some breathing room, and we'll be right back on the BCC Coupon Book Show.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Don't miss the grand opening ceremony of HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities, Clearwater location, located at 24103 U.S. Highway 19. Visit them Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 727-940-7641 for HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Good afternoon, Tampa Bay 529 here on the BCC Coupon Book Show. Let's take a look at traffic and weather. Currently in Pinellas, we're taking a look at some serious congestion northbound I-275 before Gandy Boulevard. And we're right around the I-375 ramp as well. Another disabled vehicle northbound I-275 beyond 38th Avenue. That's causing some slowdowns there as well. Going all the bridges. Well, the Gandy's looking pretty slow going in both directions, but no incident to be reported there. So give us a call if you see that. The Howard Franklin disabled vehicle southbound I-275 at mile marker 36, as well as another incident, 275 before mile marker 37. The rest is the normal slowdowns in Hillsboro going up to Pasco. We have a wreck at State Road 54 in the Suncoast Parkway. That looks like it is on the exit, the northbound exit ramp. So give yourself some extra time there. Let's take a look at our weather. Currently, we have a 40% chance of rain this evening with looking for a low of 78. Tomorrow, high of 87. Current temperatures, 78 degrees in Zephyr Hills, 75 in Dade City right here in downtown Clearwater. We're looking at 85 degrees with fair skies. More of the BCC Coupon Book Show coming right this way. Stop into HI Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities and get 10% off White Shaker cabinets when you use the coupon found in the BCC Coupon Book. Visit the showrooms in Holiday at 1832 U.S. Highway 19 in the Save-A-Lot Plaza and in Clearwater at 24103 U.S. Highway 19 next to Varsity Club. HICabinetry.com. JJ's Big Apple Classics is the home of the half-pound sandwich and the home of the one-pound sandwich. That's right, I said 1 pound of made-to-order goodness. Located at 803 South Missouri Avenue in Clearwater, you can give them a call at 727-404-2015. Dine in, pick up, take out, or have it delivered with Uber Eats. That's JJ's Big Apple Classics at the corner of Missouri Avenue and Druid Road, 727-404-2015.
Hey Tampa Bay, this is Austin from Taylor Pressure Washing, providing you with professional exterior cleaning services for residential or commercial. We pressure wash exterior surfaces, driveways, pool decks, windows, patios, sidings of homes, sidewalks, roof cleaning, fences, and gutter cleaning. Please give us a call or text today at 727-612-8123. That is 727-612-8123.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Wow, that's good. I was born to run. I was born to dream. What was that? Play that. Play that more. That's good.
Turn your loose there, Brian.
Well, I don't know. It's a good song. What's the name of the group?
Loverboy.
That's really good. It's upbeat. I love it.
Yeah, it's good to come back from a traffic report with. Yeah.
Do you know, what's his name? The guy that does the show where Steve Harvey.
Yes.
Family Feud.
Family Feud. I love it, right?
Oh, I love
and
it.
I love the ones on YouTube, too, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right, so...
I love the faces he makes.
So he does a lot of motivational speaking, too, you know?
I have listened to a couple of his videos, yeah.
So one of the things, he was at a high school, and he got kicked off the stage by the principal. He goes, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. And you know what he said? Oh, because I'm talking to you. You're a college kid. But the thing is that... I already told you the story?
No, you haven't.
Okay. So, isn't he good, by the way? Be honest with you. I have to say. You ever
My name's Austin.
He looks very sweet.
Pressure Washer.
Is he? He's special. Anyhow, he said that to a high school kids, I think it was, right? He was like, college is not important, right? What is important that you have a vision and a dream. And I was thinking of that show, what he says. Can you play that again, the beginning of it, like what he says?
Yes, I can, actually.
Yeah, so the dream part, and listen to the words. That's it. Right, so think of that.
Yeah.
You own your own business. You deal with business owners all day. This is the Joyce from the Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce.
Oh, hello, Joyce.
Hello.
Yes.
You look might familiar, have met my too.
You might have met my stepdad yesterday. He
Who's
was
your
there.
Stepfather?
Don Hendry of Hendry Parker Law, Criminal Law Group. Maybe he was at the Dunedin Commerce. Yeah. They had a meeting yesterday.
No.
Okay.
We had ours today.
Oh, just today. Okay, so tell me a little bit about what you guys do. Yeah.
All right. Can you do me a favor to interview my friend here, Austin, and then you let him interview you, and we'll vote.
Geez.
Bobby will be the vote. Whoever gets
we always so talk about
that $50 gift certificate.
Is that
I'm
right?
actually the voting on the food right now. That's where my election's concerned.
Right, but we're going to vote.
Well, I'm a baby.
You're
going to
be the one judge. Either Austin gets the $50 gift certificate or Joyce.
Oh, jeez.
Right? So
and it's not on what they say. It's on the interview itself.
And again, I haven't seen the $50 gift certificate, I just don't know.
It's all talk, right?
It's fictional.
It's in your email, right?
It's in your email. Check's in the mail.
It's a dream.
Click on the link.
Did we not put a stamp on that?
All right, you want to do those commercials real quick? Give a couple to... You can do read up on it and do Crawley Windows. I'll do Bros Pizza. All right?
Crawling Windows.
Yeah. Look how many locations they have.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're the deal.
Is this the name of it here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So anyhow, I got Bro's Pizza. It's at 2535 East Bay Drive.
Carly.
Homemade Italian food. And that's the difference, too, is when you have homemade. Like, when you see their meatballs, like, when they're that big.
Oh, gee.
Do you think they got those frozen?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. When you see stuff like this, fresh-cut vegetables, I mean, you can watch them because they have it where you can see them doing it.
Open kitchen.
It's an open kitchen. Vegetables cut fresh, not canned.
Nice.
Right. And this, they have two locations, one on Fort Harrison and then one on East Bay. Alty's the main guy there. And he's famous for his Philly cheesesteaks, believe it or not. You would think Italian restaurant. But, like, I mean, I love the Italian food. But if you want the best Philly cheesesteak in town, he uses ribeye and he shaves it. Right? You can actually see it's ribeye steak. And it's nice. Everything they do there, you can see, is once you get the food, you realize that you're at a fine Italian restaurant. Anyhow, Bro's Pizza, they're on East Bay. The phone number is 727-507-8870. Bro's Pizza.
Next. Alrighty. And I have here Sunset Smoothies and Ice Cream. Yummy. Love ice cream. They're real fruit smoothies and homemade ice cream. Oh, that's even better. They're on 2606 Bayshore Boulevard, which is also Alternate 19, the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew. Behind, I guess that's...
McDonald's.
Oh, right. I know where that is.
Right. Yeah, did you notice how, like, you know, I noticed we do ads, right?
Uh-huh.
And every once in a while it gets by me. But if I said to you, 26078 U.S. Highway 19 North, do you know where that is?
Not exactly, no.
But if I said to you at Curlew and U.S. 19...
Palm Harbor.
Right. Yeah. They're at the corner of Curlew and U.S. 19 in the Public Shopping Center. Now do you know where it is?
Exactly where it is, yes.
Right. And it was more so before Google, right? It was way more before where you can put the address in and then you know. We still have people come in here. Seriously. This is the most successful one we've ever had.
Here.
Like, look at all these, because there's four people
here,
out. What?
I forgot how to get here for some reason. And I put it into Google.
Uh-huh.
They were taking me to Island Estates.
What? No, see?
Clearwater Beach?
Yeah.
Wow.
706
but
North
then once
Myrtle.
I got to that's Drew and Myrtle, I said, no, I remember it's right up the street.
Right.
It's
like, oh, yeah, I know. And then, like, I do that States. Too with Google. And for some reason, they'll tell you to take away. And I know because we know our neighborhoods. Like, if you go home, they might I know that, no, this is wrong. One, you're going to hit traffic. One, you're going to hit lights. No, this is what you make. You make a U-turn right here, right? And then you can go up a side road, and you're there. Or you can go all the way up to Drew Street, make a left, and then make, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes Google is not always right.
No, you're right.
That's true.
Right, but you got to admit, what they do, still, I'm not going to complain. Who's complaining that anywhere in the world you can Google? That's kind of amazing.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, so then you guys interview each other. I'm gonna sit here and let Bobby, you're the judge.
Ready to judge.
All right, hey, Bob, Tammy, you want to be the judge too?
Oh, jeez.
We'll have two
she's
judges.
Already taken the chef.
Oh, position. She's the chef. Chef Tammy. 5-star Italian chef. Homemade everything. Anybody. She's unbelievable. Okay,
we're
go
looking.
Ahead. Ready? Who's going to go first?
All right. Well, hello, everybody. My name is Austin Taylor from Taylor Pressure Washing. I am 23 years old, entrepreneur, and I've started my own pressure cleaning business 4 years ago. So, learned a lot of ins and outs of just business handling, the service I provide, and dealing with our customers. Our customers is the most valuable in this business because it makes your reputation. It creates a reputation, and with our good prices, excellent work, and professional services, we continue to expand and grow. So, well, yeah.
Can I ask you a question now?
Absolutely, yes. Joyce.
That was an open statement, like in front of the Congress.
This is the listeners.
I have an open statement to the congressman. Now you drill him. Where were you on Thursday? Did you sign that document? Is that your signature? No, I'm kidding.
Right.
Do you do soft wash?
I also provide soft wash roof cleaning. Yes, okay. I do. For tile, shingle roof, for any siding of a home. But yeah, soft wash is it's a different way to clean. It doesn't involve mm-hmm. using pressure. It's right. more chemicals instead of just more pressure.
But it's important for
that's,
the roofs.
That's how you clean, though, is by using soft wash chemical. But okay. our formula... Yeah, you know, you can't really spill out the formula on how to clean roofs, right? Just give us a call. You can contact us on Instagram or Facebook at Tampa Taylor. Tampa Taylor, you'll find me there. And my phone number is 727-612-8123.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank
well,
you.
Yeah.
My name is Joyce DiDonato. I am the office manager at the Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce. We are... How do you explain a chamber of commerce? It's networking
okay.
for the local businesses that belong to the chamber. We provide events every Thursday,
okay.
two breakfasts. The first Thursday is a breakfast meeting. The second one is brainstorming so that if you have a problem in your business, you can put it out there with the other business owners, and they might have had that same situation
okay.
and can help you actually fulfill your need.
That's great.
Of what you need to do to get or maintain your customers. It's really a great
and you're
group.
The manager, you're the office manager.
I'm the office
for
manager
this.
And
so
we,
you create
it's
all
really
the
just two of us. I don't know who I manage.
Right? Just two of us, but you
but okay. you know, it's me and our president CEO.
Oh, the president. Okay,
yeah.
Of course.
So it's Dean and I. And we do pretty much everything for the chamber, and we really, really love to help our members.
Absolutely.
And we always keep in mind, even when I'm out uh-huh. talking to people, who do you know who mm-hmm. can help this person?
Who can help this person?
Yes.
They're always trying to find a solution
to
the problem.
And if you have a business that I think would go well with somebody that I know, I always make sure I do an email introduction or
absolutely.
A Facebook introduction so that they know
uh-huh.
that this would be a good referral for you.
Absolutely.
And this would be a good referral partner.
Uh-huh.
You know, somebody that does roofs, for
oh,
example,
yeah.
for you.
Exactly.
You know, you kind of put them together.
Yeah, you're right. Just
so that's kind of what
owners.
We do.
Yeah.
We put business owners together that would help each other.
You're right. Yeah, I've been noticing, you know, there's a lot of people who do the type of work I do as well.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a service business. It's kind of like lawn care, pool service. There's a lot
exactly.
of competition out there.
But there's plenty for everyone.
There is plenty in the Tampa Bay area. There is. Yes. It's just a wide range.
A lot of black sidewalks out there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We are in a very large metropolitan area that requires, yeah, we're in a subtropical climate, so there's.
But I also bake.
Yeah, that is
oh,
right.
so bake, subconscious, try. Who's winning here? I don't know. There, he's.
It's a good interview. I think it's
winning.
Going
Bobby's
very well.
Feet in his face.
Nobody's winning. We're both good.
You going to stay that? You want to split it?
Yeah.
25-25?
That's fine.
How about heads or tails?
That's fair.
Hey, that's a good
that's
fair
a 50,
deal right there.
What's that?
Right there.
I thought they did equally well, so there you go.
Well, I like to have winners. I'm not like this thing where we
oh,
everybody
we're not
wins.
Losers.
Well, one of you are a loser, okay?
Oh, who will be the winner?
All right. But the thing is, you ever see that with the kids now? They don't get trophy. No one wins. You ever see that Toyota commercial?
Well, Brian, you have to give them the money, so I think we figured out who the loser is.
So one of the top 10 most emotional commercials I ever saw was Toyota, right? And the kid wins, and he goes to the father. He's sitting in the back seat. I think it was a boy, but maybe it was a girl. He goes, "But we won. Why does it say on the trophy that everybody won? You know, woke, all that woke stuff."
Understood.
So you know what the father does in the commercial? He takes a black magic marker and he writes on it
uh-huh.
where the thing is, the what do they call that when you put the plaque?
The plaque.
He writes, "Champs."
Champs.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And he hands it back to the kid and the kid starts smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this, everybody wins, you don't keep score? Is that life like that?
No.
You don't learn from that, I feel like.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Then you're just...
It's not the real world.
It's not the real world.
No.
You know, this woke stuff's got to stop. Anyhow, but I was surprised Toyota had the courage to do that commercial. No. You won. Champs. Anyhow, I'm going to do something. I'm going to see... This is my friend. He owns a junk car business.
Oh, nice.
So I had this guy that retired from So I did a junk car where I put my phone number in. You know, no one ever says they're calling from the book, by the way.
No.
Never. They call. They never. Call. I just want my junk car picked up. I realized that because if Valpak, which is the greatest company out there to do business with, they're even better than me, to be real. They say in their media kit that 80%, because they give people phone numbers and they get their phone calls recorded. 80% of the people that call businesses don't mention that they're calling from Valpak.
80%.
80%. And it's in their media kit. Yeah.
Sometimes I always ask at the end of my service.
Right.
I'm like, where did you find me?
Right.
You know, most of the time it's either Google, referral. I mean, very rarely social media, though. But. Right.
Yeah,
so whatever. It's the opposite. I get, for my baking, I get most of my business from Facebook.
Well, there you go. So there.
And referrals, you know.
Yeah, it's all about referrals.
So, yeah, this junk car guy called up, right? But he called me, right? Okay. Never mentioned he came from the book. He's a colonel, 25 years. This is for this junk car ad.
Really?
So the guy, it's a 2004, and all it needed was a starter. And he goes, I just want to junk it because he's frustrated with the car. So, but it was sitting. And actually, my friend said it really wasn't a good car. But like the guy on the phone, of course, all it needs is a starter. So you know what he said, how much money he wanted for the car? Nothing.
Nothing for it.
Yeah. He said, I just want you to pick the car up. That's
free right there.
That's free. Then he junks it. I don't know what they get. Like I'm guessing anywhere from 300 to 500.
Something like that.
Right.
It would have to be. Parts or something, you know?
So then he picks the car up and he tells me this guy's name is Wally. And he says it's the nicest guy in the world. And he was a colonel, 25 years in the service, retired. And just wanted the car off his property. And then he didn't want no money. So my guy here from Junk Cars, he does motorcycles, boats, RVs, running or not, free pickup, 1 hour service, cash, cash, cash. That's my name going across the top.
There it is.
Cash, cash, cash.
Can't forget that.
Yeah,
right?
You even printed it 3 times.
Yeah. Does anybody here have a junk car they're looking to junk?
Unfortunately not. Cars are going bad. For a lot now.
But his phone number is 727-433-4283. So many times, like, they'll say to you to call someone on the radio, and I can never get the numbers because, one, you're driving.
Yeah, you're driving.
Right. And so, anyhow, but this guy's a really neat guy. His name is Terry, and, he's referred over $100,000 worth of business to my carpet, people that do the flooring world.
There you go.
Where actually, that's not their name. But anyhow, they're in, I just gave the wrong company name. But anyhow, he says to me, we referred over $100,000. So then I asked him who, and right now he has a police officer in Shore Acres doing a 50,000 job with my carpet and floor people. And the deal is that it's amazing to see how networking can work just as good as advertising.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely, right?
It's all about who you know.
So then I called the lady up, Michelle, and I said, you know, this guy of mine, he's referred. Well, it turns out she didn't even know. That's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Didn't even know.
Right? Because you know why? He was dealing with John. And right now, there's a $50,000 job going in Shore Acres. He did, the guy that owns this junk car, Terry, he did over, like, right at $10,000 worth of business with him. And that was so ironic, is that Michelle didn't even know. It's kind of crazy how where business comes from, and sometimes people don't know. I must have ripped it out when I ripped out ads. But anyhow, the bottom line is, his name is Terry.
Give Terry a call,
727-433-4283. And what that tells you is that he cares. Right? People that network. You know, my friend, and I'm going on a bad tangent. I'm going to shut up after this. But he got over $2,000 worth of business done. I'll say where? National Auto. And he really helped me out. And do you know what he said he made sure he did? He made sure that he ripped out the ad, right? and he made sure he left it on the counter. Right? My friend Mark.
And National Auto is a traffic sponsor.
Right.
Along with Oasis Salon.
Right. National Auto Service on 49. And it's Rick over there. And Dave and Lizette, the owner. Yeah, bottom line is that some people care and know what to do.
And some people just want it me, me, me.
Right. But the only person you can change is who?
Yourself.
Yeah. So just care and just know in the universe it all works out in the end. Remember you did the Karma show?
Yeah.
Tell us what you learned from that. You tell us.
Karma. Oh.
Remember you played the Karma commercial?
We played Karma Police by Radiohead.
Can you play that again just real quick?
And yeah, then, let's give it another go.
And then what was it that I said about Karma?
I remember.
Student. About Do you student. Know, what you ever hear of Nietzsche?
Nietzsche.
He's a famous philosopher.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Nietzsche, yeah.
And what he said was how the teacher gets paid back by the student is not to remain a student. Mm-hmm. In other words, leaders make leaders, other people into yes. leaders.
That's exactly what it was.
Right.
Tell me that almost every day.
There you go.
Yeah. You're going to laugh now because I remember that Eddie Murphy referenced him in Coming to America.
Is that right?
He's Nietzsche. A famous. He said, the deeper you get into the abyss will suck you in. Nietzsche was a famous philosopher from Germany.
He was a German philosopher.
Go ahead. So there's a way to put a positive spin on bad karma, right? I'll give you an example. I get a flat tire or I lose $40. Let's use that because I do lose money all the time. So.
Bad luck, right?
But you could call it people that I've hurt in the past, which I have. I've hurt people and stolen and taken step, or I've misled people, me, and that hurt them, right, in the past. So then what you do is you say that universe was making it even. And if I can say this to myself, karma paid in full, right? And then it puts a positive spin on, and then what you do is if you can remember, you know how I remember before computers, there was that red thing that said paid in full, the stamp?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He might be too young. But you know what I see, and I have to say this, I see joy in his face. Do you see it too? Be honest. He's got a happy face. But anyhow, you stamp karma paid in full. And then you go on with your life. Because it was something in the universe where
can't
I...
Can't dwell on it.
Can't dwell on it. Let go.
Can't dwell.
You know, you can drag, hold on, or you can let go. And that's how I do it. You know, do I always do it? No. But if I can remember to say I hurt people in the past or whatever happens, and it gives you more of a forgiveness spirit. And then he played that song, and that's what I got out of it, mm-hmm. is that even when bad things happen, good could come from it.
That's true.
How the choice of how you think.
Yeah.
Turn it in, like in W. Clement Stone said that in every adversity, a seed is planted for a greater result. You know, example was I got fired from a company. Mm-hmm. You know what I did? I opened up my own company.
Oh.
40 years ago, I was fired. And then when I got my publication out for like 3 or 4 years, you know what the owner of that company did? Try to rehire me. And do you know why he fired me?
What?
And this is just the truth, and this is how I remember it now.
Uh-huh.
You got to remember.
Okay.
I was not focused back then.
How long ago was it?
40 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And I still remember. He said, because I came into a meeting with a cup of coffee in my hand at 8 in the morning.
What?
I said, are you kidding me?
That's
disrespectful, he said. Is it? Still to this day, I wonder. So, you know, whatever since then, like you ever been bit by a dog?
Yes.
Right? You're scared of a dog?
It hurts.
Yeah. So ever since then, like if I go somewhere and I have a drink in my hand, I just say, is it okay? I have a drink. I'm not kidding you. Like I won't shoot, because you ever, like it's hot out in Florida, you have a drink. Like,
always.
You,
yeah.
Yeah. So I'm stopping off to get a check and I happen to have the drink in my hand and I go, oh my God, I didn't put the drink down. I'm going to get fired. It's crazy. What happens in your childhood? Like if I ask your issues, my issues have tissues. But if I ask issues that you have in your life as an adult, it really goes down to your childhood. A lot of it. If you analyze your childhood, you can help out with a lot of issues you have as an adult. That we think we let go of stuff, but we don't.
Childhood.
I had a great childhood. How about you?
I was one of five, and we used to play in the mud a lot.
Are you from here, Joyce?
I was a tomboy. No, I was originally from New York.
From New York. Same with Brian.
But I've been down here now 36 years.
God bless you. So go ahead. Let's finish the show with a one-minute spot for you and a one-minute spot for you. Ready?
Right.
Go.
So whoever is listening out there, you have a relative, friend, family, any other relative that needs any pressure washing needs, just please give Taylor Pressure Washing a call at 727-612-8123. We do driveways, roof, pool decks, pavers, rust removing, exterior painting services, and much more. Just give us a call at 727-612-8123.
Very good. Right? You need any pressure washing done?
No, unfortunately, I don't own a home.
Well, let's just pressure wash your neighbors.
They can do their own.
I know. So, Joyce, just go.
Okay. So, I'm Joyce. I'm the office manager at the Palm Harbor Chamber of Commerce, and we would love to have you visit one of our events for free. We welcome you to join to come to three events before we ask you to please join. Then I'm sure you'll love it because we are like a family. Little dysfunctional at times, but still a family. We're all very close to each other. As far as referring business back and forth, a lot of business gets done in our chamber, and I'm so proud of the way Gene has turned our chamber around. He really has done a wonderful job. And our phone number is 727-784-4287. And please visit our website, because then you can see all the things that we actually do every month. And that is palmharborchamber.com.
Wow. And then tell us about the food from Chef Tammy. What'd you think?
Chef Tammy, man. Everything almost made from scratch.
Lasagna.
Starts with the salad, the lasagna, the spaghetti, the meatballs.
I'll be the
sauce,
judge of that.
Chicken parm.
I'm Italian.
Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
It was great food we had here at the show. And don't forget, if you need junk car, call 727-433-4283. Free pickup, 1 hour service, junk cars. And Bobby, thank you. So did we
thank
decide
you.
Who
thank
won?
You, Bobby.
I'm still giving them both 25 bucks.
25.
Why don't we say, can we flip a coin real quick, heads or tails, before the show's over?
Nope, look heads.
Okay, no. Is it going to land on Western World or this? Which one?
Western World.
Ready?
I know where Western World is.
Western World.
Oh,
hey,
you get nothing, Joyce.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.